6.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg.
With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake. With layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? In Troy, Tip City, and Sydney.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
That's enough for a Rebel. First down.
Olson on the carry picks up a yard, brings up third down and goal.
Oh, the sounds of high school football are on the air and online.
Snap back to Brogan. He's got the ball outside left tackle. He squirts through. Oh, he's got daylight at the 40. He'll take it to the house, and he does. Touchdown. 53 yards. Fort Laramie was bunched up, tackle to tackle along the line of scrimmage, trying to thwart the running play on fourth and two. And once Brogan Steffi cracked across the line of scrimmage and beat the linebackers, it was see you later. Kickoff to the 13 is dropped, returned by Fort Laramie. Daylight up the middle. Uh-oh! breaking to the outside, the return man for the Redskins. He breaks the tackle, beats the man at the 30. He is all the way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Woo! That was Hoying.
What a run. Thomas Hoying's kickoff return matches the touchdown run by Brogan Steffi, and we are off and running. A 7-7 deadlock, half the first quarter gone on scoresbroadcast.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores. One touchdown right after another all night long.
Oh, my goodness. Outside left tackle. It is Spradling with a lot of space down the near sideline. Gets a block at the 40. Goes to the 50. Senior's blue shirts in pursuit. Hopefully there's no marker. Spradling takes it to the house. He goes almost, 90 yards, Chuck?
90 yards.
Woo!
Said before the game, and I'll say it again. Zena's got a lot of athletes, but that's the best athlete on the field.
Wow.
Stay tuned for the big high school football game of the week.
Here is the play of the game. It's Zach Osborne over left guard. Meets resistance. Bounces off a tackler. Look at him go. 35, 36, 37. He moves the sticks. First down run by Osborne.
This is Scores Broadcast. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you high school football fans. We've got a great contest in store for you listeners this evening. From here at Minster's Memorial Stadium, the Minster Wildcats host the Coldwater Cavaliers. Both teams 4-0 on the year, each team 2-0 in the MAC. Both teams ranked second in the state in their respective divisions. Minster D7, Coldwater D6. This by far the best D7, D6 contest in the state of Ohio tonight. Two superb quarterbacks go head-to-head. Minster's Brogan Steffi has rushed for 113 yards per game, passed for 209 more per contest. He's rushed for 9 TDs, passed for 9 TDs. He has been a touchdown machine. Connor Schmiesing has rushed for 90 yards per contest. Dylan Heitkamp has snared 15 passes. Tyler Bergman, 11. Schmiesing, 10. Will Kanapke paces the defense with 10 solo tackles, 35 assists. Gabe Bornhorst has registered 6.5 sacks. For Coldwater, Balen Blockberger has run the ball 25 times for 149 yards. He's an amazing 46 for 64 through the air for 759 yards and 13 touchdowns. Going up top with forward passes, he too is a touchdown machine. Tailback Braxton Taylor for Coldwater has raced for 7.1 yards per carry. Miles Potcotter for 6 per tote. In the receiving department, Mason Welsh, Caleb Schreyer, and Caden Obringer have combined to collect 33 passes for the Cavaliers. And Potcotter has logged 30 tackles on the defensive side. We'll hear from the two head coaches, fourth-year head man Seth Whiting at Minster and 15th-year head coach Chip Otten at Coldwater. When we return, Minster Coldwater, big game in the MAC. Both teams 4-0 here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Myers Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1855. 67, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Well, hello once again. I'm Jack Kramer here at Minster. We're about 20 minutes away from the kickoff. Minster 4-0, Coldwater 4-0. Seth Whiting, in his fourth year at Minster, played Coldwater in his initial campaign. Coldwater won that game easily. The last two campaigns, the two teams did not collide in MAC action. So far this year, Minster 4-0, wins over Fort Loramie 49-21, Columbus after Centric 41-14, and Anna 41-14. We covered all three of those games here on scoresbroadcast.com, and 42-21 over Parkway last week. Meanwhile, the Coldwater Cavaliers have reeled off four straight victories as well. Coldwater averaging about 4 points per game less than Minster, having beaten Valley View 38-0, Clinton Massey 31-15, Fort Recovery 55-8, and last week over Anna 34-18. Both coaches up next. Fourth-year head coach Seth Whiting at Minster, 15th-year head man Chip Otten at Coldwater, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, the last time we talked with Seth Whiting, head coach at Minster, was before the game 2 weeks ago against Anna. Minster won by a score of 41-14. Last week, Coldwater defeated Anna 34-18. And you can bet videotape of that game between Coldwater and Anna was sitting right before the eyes of Seth Whiting most of this past week.
Looking at the Anna-Coldwater film, Anna played really tough against those guys. And it was a good football game to watch. It's two good football teams. We were lucky to have, we played really well against Anna and were able to take home a win that night. And hopefully we can continue to play well and take care of business this week.
Hey, assess your offense to date. Overall health of the club, Brogan Steffi seems to be right in step. With his performances last few seasons, hopefully he gets a full year in this season. He and Connor Schmiesing, really special players for you.
Yeah, those two are doing a great job, but none of it really moves without the offensive line. We've been really impressed with the way our offensive line has started to gel. We got three new guys on there rolling in and out, and normally everybody, you try to keep your five linemen together and let them create a cohesive unit, and we've had six or seven different guys playing on there, and they all jump in and communicate and do a nice job. So, we wouldn't really be where we are right now without those guys gelling together. And I think a lot of that has to do with the kids' toughness and their work ethic and their coachability. We have a couple excellent offensive line coaches, Brian Sextro and Brian Stevenson and Byron Albers, and they just do an outstanding job with those guys and have them ready to play every week.
I'm going to test your recall of your personnel. Give kudos to those offensive linemen by name, the young men about whom you speak.
Our guys that have been on that line that came back to us, Will Frimmel playing guard, Gabe Bornhorst playing guard, Ian Homan playing tackle for us. Our new guys, Tyler Hess starting at tackle, Evan Pranger starting at center, and Grady Hine, junior this year, jumping in and doing a really nice job for us. Joey Dwanger starts at defensive tackle for us, but he's been jumping in and helping out on the line as well. And even Cole Albers steps down in if we need him to. We haven't had to use him much yet, but when he plays tight end, he's just like having an extra tackle in there. Just happens to be one that can run and catch too. So,
yeah, I thought your defense played exceedingly well against Anna, which potentially is a pretty good offensive club with a lot of seniors.
Yeah, the defense is getting better and better every week, and I know Coach Coleman, our defensive coordinator, gets frustrated sometimes with afterwards, and we see the stats and this and that and the other, and I get it, but he has our kids prepared and ready to play, and when it's crunch time, our kids make plays. I think in the Anna game we had four fourth down stops or three fourth down stops. Last week we held Parkway, I want to say right around 100 yards or less in the first half, before we took all of our guys out. But, our kids are running and communicating and playing incredibly hard right now, so we're proud of them.
Is there a phase of the game on which you're working in preparation for Coldwater in week 5?
We're just trying to make sure that we are tackling really, really well. We push tackling so hard every week. You know, every play starts with a snap and ends with a tackle. So if we can become great tacklers, you know, we flip, we always have a chance, and continuing to push our kids to run to the football, you know, and focus on little things, make sure we're executing everything at the highest level, and expect it of each other. You know, our kids get an incredibly high demand placed on them, and they place that demand on each other, you know, to make sure that we're doing things the right way all the time.
That's Seth Whiting, fourth-year head coach at Minster. Our guest before broadcast of tonight's game between Minster and Coldwater, the new stadium.
I think whenever anybody builds something brand new, you can always walk in, or people can walk in and go, oh, you know, that's nice, but maybe they could have done this or maybe they could have done that. You walk through those brick gates, those brick arches, and walk in, and there's nothing that you look at and think that they could have done better. You know, our administration and the people they hired to design it and the people that built it, it's just beautiful, and they've done a great job. It's a great venue to play in. We're lucky to have it, and it's, you know, pretty much all supported by our community. So, you know, we love it here, and our community is outstanding, and we're lucky to have the people we have.
And you get to host Coldwater in the refurbished facility tonight here on scoresbroadcast.com. What can you tell us about the Cavaliers? Once again, highly athletic, very good club offensively, dangerous throwing, dangerous running the football too.
Yeah, they're good at everything, man. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. Their kicker kicks the ball in the end zone. Their punter punts it a mile. Coach Otten does a great job. His staff does a good job. They're a really, really good football team. And, you know, we got to have a great week of practice, but we're really excited for the challenge and the opportunity to play in a big game. I think it's one of the games that, you know, people that love high school football in Ohio will have eyes on, you know, what goes on in this one. And, you know, like I said, we're excited to have a chance to go play in it and compete.
And no bigger D6 versus D7 game in the state of Ohio this week, that's for sure.
No, I would imagine not. It's going to be a big one. So, but it's a football game. It's fun. We're just excited to go play.
Words of Seth Whiting, fourth-year head coach at Minster. On the other side of the field, the Coldwater Cavaliers are led by Chip Otten in year number 15. He's had a marvelous coaching career as the leader of the Cavs football program. He's recorded 5 state titles at Coldwater, 4 state runners-up, and 3 unbeaten seasons in 2012, 2015, and 2020.
Certainly those state titles are, you know, ones that jump out at you in lots of different ways. The first one was actually a relief. We had been there 2 times previously and did win. And then, you know, then 12, we won 10-9 versus Kirtland, which was a really exciting game. And then fortunately we won the next 3 in a row after that. And then the last one in 20, we won on the last play of the game with a field goal, 38-35, in a great game on a Sunday night in the rain. And so that was fun. I guess another highlight is, I got to coach my 3 sons. My oldest son, Brady, his senior year was John's last year. So he got to play in the state finals that his senior year. And then my other 2 sons were kind of back to back there. There was 1 year in between them, but so they got a good taste of it. Troy got to the finals 3 times but never won it. And then Drew was part of 2 titles in 12 and 13. And so that was fun just to have your sons being part of a lot of that coaching. And then gosh, you know, already the 15th year, so you just, it goes so fast, you just keep chugging away, meet lots of new kids and new all those relationships you build over those years is probably the funnest thing of all.
Baylen Blockberger is your outstanding quarterback. What an athlete. Highlight your offensive formations, alignments, schemes. Little variation this year for Coldwater offensively.
Yeah, correct. So Baylen, we weren't sure last year if he would be our starter, but he showed he could do it. And so, you know, obviously he had 14 games last year, and he started off with a great start this year with 13 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. And really, we haven't thrown. I think he's only thrown 64 passes, something like that. So
that's a TD pass every 3.5 throws.
Right. Yeah. So he's made. And the good part of that is he's there's there's probably been six guys that have probably caught a touchdown pass. So we, we're a multiple, I guess, more multiple maybe than ever this year because we've gone some under center in a good old school I formation, because we have, three running backs, two which are seniors that are, Cody Depwig is 220 pounds, so like a true fullback, middle linebacker, and Miles Potcutter, his running mate at linebacker, is also a running back. And then we have a good sophomore, Braxton Taylor, who comes in and gives him, you know, he's got the kind of gives him breaks and got some really good speed there. And then receiver wise, Mason Welsh is I think leading in receptions. He was an all league receiver last year, so he's really good. And then Ethan Elander and Caden O'Ringer are two of the other guys that have made several catches. So good thing is where we call it spreading the wealth. And Balin has confidence in all those guys. So and Balin's running the ball this year. You know, he might even be our leading rusher. Good mixture, and like I said, we've spread the wealth on offense, so we feel good about that right now.
You mentioned Mason Welsh. He is your rover, your cleanup guy, in a 3-3 stack defense for Coldwater here in 2024.
Yeah, we got, I thought of four guys that really are leading the charge there. Cody Depwig was the player of the year in the league, inside linebacker, and so he's back along with Miles Potcutter, and those two guys are like best buddies and right next to each other and just make all kinds of tackles. Will Berry is our defensive end, and last week against Danny, he had five tackles for loss and two sacks, and so he was he had a heck of a game. Very long, lean. He's about 210 defensive end, but he's really quick and is playing really well. And then Mason has the best position. He's we call a rover, so he sits behind those three stacked linebackers, and he's hard to block just because where he's lined up, and so he's the cleanup guy. And fortunately for the team, he probably doesn't have as many tackles as usual because the front six guys are making a lot of those plays. But so Mason is you know, he's out there all the time, and like you said, he's our cleanup guy to run, pass, hybrid safety linebacker type guy.
Chip Otten, 15-year head coach here at Coldwater, our guest before tonight's game between the Cavaliers and the Minster Wildcats. It's a big MAC league contest. This game could go a long way to deciding who wins the conference or who challenges Marion down the stretch. I like Minster. It's a club the last 2 years you have not played. You beat Minster in Seth Whiting's first year as head coach back in 21.
Yes. Seth's doing a really good job. He started a bunch of young guys when we played them. Their quarterback started as a freshman and took his lumps that first year against, you know, quite a few good teams. But now he is he's an outstanding player, both running and passing. So you're going to see two really good quarterbacks this Friday night. Offensively, they're similar to us. A lot of one back, a lot of formations. They do a good job of run pass stuff, and the quarterback, you can tell he gets it and changes plays. He looks to the sideline, they change things and run some RPO stuff. And they just really keep you off balance. But they got a bunch of guys who can run and catch and so you're gonna see, I guess, kind of similar offenses with lots of, about 50, they actually run more than they do pass. They have a good, quick, stout little running back that's schmeezing, that's a really good player. So they've been really effective offensively, so hopefully we can get them slowed down a little bit.
Oh, it's the biggest D6, D7 game of the week on this Friday night in the state of Ohio. Minster hosting Coldwater on scoresbroadcast.com.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I've bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department Department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyers will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, three-fourths of the vehicle purchases at Guyers start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyers customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyers reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyers, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Here are your starting lineups for tonight's game for the homestanding Minster Wildcats. Quarterback Brogan Steffi, 6'1", 180, a senior. Feature running back Connor Schmiesing, 5'7", 170, a senior. Tight end Cole Albers, 6'8", 230, a junior. A cadre of wideouts. Tyler Bergman, 5'7", Cole Richard, 6 feet tall, Dylan Eichkamp, 5'8", Caleb Kaus at 5'8", Max Canapi, a 6-footer, and Andrew Kettner, 6'1". Along the offensive line, the tackles are Ian Holman, 6'3", 200, a senior, and Tyler Hess, 6'2", 195, a senior. The guards, Will Frimmel, 5'10", 220, a senior, and Gabe Bornhorst, 5'11", 205, a senior. The center, Evan Pringer, 6 feet tall, 200 pounds, and a senior. For the Coldwater Cavaliers on offense, the quarterback, Baylen Blockberger, 6'4", 180, a senior. running backs, Cody Depweg, Miles Potcotter, Braxton Taylor, Depweg, 6'2", 225, and a senior. In the slot, Ethan Elander, 5'9", 160, a senior. Wideout, Caden Obringer, 6'2", 170, a junior. In the other slot, Mason Welch, 6'2", 195, a senior. And a wide receiver, Caleb Schreyer, 6 feet tall, 170, a junior. Along the offensive line, the tackles, Will Berry, 6'3", 225, a senior, and Tyler Jones, 6'5", 240, a senior. The guards, Trent Ebbing, 5'10", 195, a senior, and Max Cook, 5'10", 190, a junior. And over the ball at center is Rudy Kramer, pronounced like my last name, not spelled like it, K-R-E-M-E-R, Rudy Kramer, center for Coldwater, 6'2", 230, and a junior. Coldwater kicks off to start the game. From west to east, slight wind at the backs of the Cavaliers, who won the toss and deferred until the start of the second half. Kickoff for the 1 yard line. Minster returns, and the ball carrier is stoned at the 15 yard line. He is hit hard, flattened right there. It was Braxton Taylor downfield on the hit for Coldwater, as he laid a blow against Connor Schmiesing and pounded into the turf. And Minster starts first and 10 from its own 15. One thing for sure tonight, the team decorated in black and orange will come out on top. Minster in the home, black from top to bottom, big white numerals, a lot of orange piping and trim. Coldwater, white jerseys, black numbers outlined in orange, orange pants, orange headgear. Brogan Steffi at the helm, has a man in motion, fakes the inside hand off, flares it into the left flat. Catch made at the 14 by Cole Albers. The big tight end rumbles up over the 20 to the 21-yard line. That play is much like an end sweep. A short pass to the tight end in the flat. It was blocked well. It went for 6, second down and 4, Minster at the Wildcats 21. Albers has not been featured a lot, not nearly like the wideouts. Look for Minster to maybe use him more tonight. Here's the ball tucked into the tummy of Schmiesing. Schmiesing right up the center into the belly of a Coldwater tackler at the 22. And it's Depweg in there on the hit for Coldwater. Third and 2.5 to go for Minster at the Wildcats 22-yard line. Must get to close to the 25 for first down yardage. We got 5 receivers, trips to the wide side, 2 to the short side of the field for Brogan Steffi. 3 down linemen for Coldwater. Only 3 rush. Steffi steps up in the pocket, sprints out to the right, cuts it back toward the middle of the field, angles toward the near hash, and is twisted down at the 25 or 6. He's got 4 and a first down. Nice piece of ad-libbing by Brogan Steffi. Coldwater did a pretty good job hemming him in. Steffi made the most of a little avenue up the middle, and he needed close to 3, got 4. First and 10, Minster at the Wildcats 26. It's a warm, cloudy night here at Minster. Gray clouds overhead, no chance of rain. Temperature hovering around 80. Inside handoff to Schmiesing, bear hug, down he goes. Might have lost a yard. Well done on the inside, but Will Berry of Coldwater, he stuffed Schmiesing, no gain. Boy, already you can tell this is by far the best defense that Minster's offense has gone up against all year long so far. 2 receivers right, 1 to the left. Schmiesing alongside Steffi on second down 11. Steffi deep drop, roll out to the right, 10 yards behind the line, steps up, heaves it way downfield inside the 45 of Coldwater. Receiver double teamed, and it's broken up, no good. We've got a foul in Minster's offensive backfield, perhaps a hold. Intended receiver was Tyler Bergman. Good coverage by Coldwater. And let's see what the Cavaliers elect to do. Will Coldwater move Minster back or take the play? Yardage just stepped off. Minster will have it at the Wildcats 15. And it's going to be second down and 21 yards to go, says Mr. Konapke on the public address here at Minster. 2 receivers right, 2 to the left for Brogan Steffi. Schmiesing staggered to his left. Ball in the middle of the field. Here comes a Coldwater blitz. Steffi in the middle. Throws it short to the 24. It's on the ground and trapped on the play by Minster's Dylan Heitkamp. Incompletion. Had he caught it, Heitkamp would have been a dozen yards short of the first down marker. Minster now with third and plenty. Third and 21 officially. 9:37 left to go. First quarter, no score. Initial drive of this game. Let's see what's up Minster's sleeve on third and 21. Boy, that's a long way to go. And you can bet Coldwater is going to put some heat on Steffi. Will not allow him to be comfortable. Coldwater a bit eager up front. Commits a 5-yard encroachment foul. So now it's going to be third and 16 for Minster at the 20-yard line of the Wildcats. Three receivers right, two to the left. We've got one, two, three down linemen, two linebackers bunching up for Coldwater. Let's see what the Cavaliers have in store. Do they fake the blitz or no? Long count by Steffi. Four-man rush by Coldwater. Steffi's back in the pocket at the 12, looking. Throws it delayed in the left flat. Schmiesing's got it. He was left open. He snared it at the 28, scooted to the 30, 35, out of bounds, 38-yard line. Great spontaneous play by Brogan Steffi in the offensive backfield. He scanned the Coldwater secondary. All of his receivers were blanketed, and the outlet man was Schmiesing. And the play is good for a first, up to the 38. First and 10 for Minster. 9:28 to go, first quarter. Steffi fakes to Schmiesing, flares it into the right flat. It's caught at the line of scrimmage. And Cole Richard, who caught it, is slung down right away. Picked up maybe one. Second down and 9 for Minster at the 39 of the Wildcats. With just over 9 to play here in the first quarter, no score. Brogan Steffi looks to the near sideline to get his play call. Coldwater defensively has the back seven spread out all across the field. They're showing blitz in the middle of the Cavaliers. Steffi takes the snap, 8 yards behind the line. Another looping flare pass to Schmiesing. Schmiesing picks it off at the 39, makes a man miss, puts his head down, digs hard to the 45. He is upended right there by the Coldwater Cavaliers defensive back, Aaron Kaup. 3 full yards short of a first down. Good gain, though, on the play on second and long. It went for about 8.5. Third and 3 for Minster at the Wildcats 45. 8:14 to go, first quarter, no score. Initial drive of this game. We've got trips to the wide side of the field for quarterback Brogan Steffi. And Minster, a little undecided about the play call, takes a timeout. Nothing score. 4 minutes gone, first quarter, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veterans Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
on third and three from the 45. Minster Steffi flips one into the left flat to Dylan Eichamp, and he romps for about 4.5 yards and gets the first down. Minster twice now has converted first down and third down on this drive. First and 10 from the Wildcats 49, and Steffi calls his own number. He's corralled at the line of scrimmage. He picked up one, and that's it. From the 50, second and 9 for Minster. We played nearly 5 minutes, and Minster's moved the football from its own 15 to the 50. We thought this would be a high-scoring game, but it might be one of several long, time-consuming drives and not that many explosive plays after all. Three receivers bunched right. Steffi in the pocket behind the line of scrimmage. Looks middle, throws left sideline. Heitkamp, yes, he's got it. Hit the 39 of Coldwater. Stays on his feet, chugs to the 35. He's smacked out of bounds right there. Minster on a march. That is first down number 4 for the Wildcats. They are at the Cavaliers 35. Minster taking what Coldwater gives them so far in this game. Brogan Steffi has Schmeezing alongside to his left. Two tight ends in. Hand off to Schmeezing, right tackle. Oh, he's covered up. Two Coldwater Cavaliers on his shoulders. And they sandwich Schmeezing to the turf at the 36. So far, Schmeezing in running plays has been a marked man. Depweg of Coldwater sat on him. 1 yard loss, second down 11, Minster. At the Coldwater 36-yard line with 6:08 to go in the first quarter, there is no score. Three receivers far right for Steffi. He's back at the 41 to take the snap. Fakes to Schmeezing. Quick slant over the middle. Yes, caught on the dead run by the receiver of the 27. And it's Cole Richard. Angles down to the 21 or 22. He's tripped up. Oh, there's a marker. Let's see what it's all about. Play went for a first down. It covered about 12 or 13, and I think it's going to be negated. An offensive interference foul is ruled here against Minster, and it hurts. Minster had picked up a first down. The step off is back outside the 40 to about the 45. The official keeps striding. He's going to set the ball down at the 46. So Minster has second down all over again and 20-plus yards to go for a first down. Minster has been playing from behind on this drive with second and long, third and a handful of yards, but the Wildcats have been converting. Second and 21 from the Coldwater 46. Trips to the right for Steffi. Let's see what's in store here. He looks left. Oh, it's a middle screen. Coldwater makes the deflection and picks it off at the 48. Coldwater on the intercept. Return man down the left sideline. It's Potcotter. Gets a block. Makes a man miss. Look out. He is gone for the touchdown. Miles Potcotter for Coldwater in that defensive linebacking post. He may not have gotten the hand of the ball, but he got the deflection. Good pursuit by Coldwater defensively. They were all over that middle screen and struck the ball in flight. And Potcotter on the deflection took it 49 for the score. 5:27 left in the first. Now let's see what has been called. Is there a flag down on the gridiron? There is, and it's a foul against Coldwater. A personal foul, a face mask, and is it ruled to have occurred after the play or during the play? And if it's during that interception run back for a touchdown, Minster may retain possession, but no, Coldwater is given the ball at the 40. I'm having a difficult time comprehending this. Face mask against Coldwater. A spot foul from down around the 25. Penalty marked off to the 40. So take the touchdown off the board for the Cavaliers. But Coldwater does have the ball. A net 9 on the interception return. Less, of course, the penalty yardage. So Potcotter picked it off at the 49. Fresh line of scrimmage for Coldwater is the Minster 40. And right away, Coldwater runs it outside left tackle for about 8 on first down. Depweg was hugging that football tightly. Minster tried to strip it. Pickup of 8, second down and 2 for Coldwater. 4:58 to go in the first. Odd turn of events. Potcotter, 49-yard interception return. There was a foul against Coldwater. After possession, it changed during the run back for the TD. Ball marked off from the spot. Gain of 8 on first down. Coldwater's Balen Blockberger in the offensive backfield. Bumps with his running back. Play is nearly aborted. He does complete the handoff, but it results in a loss. Braxton Taylor, Coldwater runner, subdued behind the line. Nice play by Max Kanapke of Minster, and that sets up a 3rd and 4.5 to go for Coldwater at the Minster 34. We're near the 4-minute mark here in the first quarter. No score in this game. Minster had punched the ball across the 50, and then Steffi was picked off on the deflected middle screen. I formation for Blockberger. Gives to the second man through. He's dragged down from behind at the 32-yard line. Minster signaling fumble. Players on the field say it's our ball. It is sorted out by the referees. Let's see what's been determined. Cavaliers retain it as the Minster players had some wishful thinking going on. New line of scrimmage, the 32. After the small gain on the play by the Cavaliers, Potcotter. 4th down 2, Coldwater, 32 of Minster. Huge play early in this game. 3:26 to go in the first quarter. There is no score. Coldwater posing a threat. Two receivers left, one to the right. Blockberger gives to the second man through. It's Potcotter. He breaks left, cuts it back to the right. Look at him go beyond the linebackers. Far hash mark. Potcotter on the loose, roaming to the end zone for a touchdown. 32 yards. Potcotter for the score. 32-yarder with 3:03 left here in the first quarter. Oh, is that blocked beautifully up front by Coldwater. Well done. Cushot on for the PAT try. Bryce Cushot wears 21. Excellent kicker. So Coldwater forces the takeaway. They get the defensive turnover and turn it into points. Coldwater kicked off to start the game. Cavaliers score first. Lead at 6-0. Good snap from center. Out of a fine hold. Cushot drills it through between the uprights. 7-0 Coldwater. Just over 3 to play first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here is the second kickoff of this game for Coldwater. It's down inside the 10. Minster returns, numbers far side of the field to the 23-24-yard line. 1st and 10 for the Wildcats, but again, another flag. Yep, let's see what this is all about. It's going to be a step off against Minster, which has been handicapped by penalties so far in this game. So Minster began its initial drive at the outset of this contest from the 15, this time from the 10-yard line. 7-0 Coldwater in the lead. I'd like to remind you that Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster has lots available at Lakeside in Fort Loramie, Woodland in Bodkins, Park Place in Minster, Deer Crossing in Minster, Stonegate Phase 3 in Minster. Phone Wygant Real Estate and Development at 419-628-3107. That's Wygant Real Estate and Development, 419-628-3107. Here is Steffi to throw on first and 10 from the 10. Oh, he's courageous. Fires a shot right sideline. Bergman has it at the 18-yard line, and he's collared. Down he goes at the 19, second down and one, Minster, which trails 7-0, 2:35 to go here in the first quarter. Couple of receivers to the left for Steffi. It's a run all the way. He picks his way, does Steffi, makes a man miss, a juke left, a juke right. He scurries up and over the 25, toppled at the 29, first and 10 for Minster. Wildcats have racked up five or six first downs already in this game. Coldwater has made Minster earn every yard. We got trips to the left. They're stacked. Wide side of the field. A receiver to the right. Let's see what's in store here on first and 10 for Minster. Final 2 minutes, first quarter. Coldwater in the lead, 7-0. Here is Steffi. He tucks the ball into the breadbasket of Schmiesing. He's got a nice gap between left guard and tackle, and he hammers to the 34-yard line, a gain of five. First and 10, Minster. Our halftime guest, Austin Kaler, principal of Minster Junior Senior High School. We'll enjoy talking with him here on scoresbroadcast.com. Second down and five for Minster. Scoreboard reads, 1:20 left, opening quarter. Line of scrimmage, Minster's 34-yard line. Steffi on the call, jitterbug to the right, dances back to the left. He keeps it. He's hit hard from behind at the 37, and that surges him forward five more yards to the 42. Good enough for another first down for Minster. So far, the Coldwater defense bend a little more, but do not break. 1 minute to go, first period. 7-0 Coldwater. Minster, again, stacked. Trips to the left. Schmiesing alongside Steffi on first and 10. Let's see what Steffi's got in order here. Looking to the sideline for a change in the play, perhaps. Play clock down to 4, 3. Snap is away. It's knee high. Steffi, oh, it's a fly pattern. Right sideline. Minster receiver inside the 35. A long diving catch is made by Minster at the 31-yard line. What a play downfield for the Wildcats. That was hauled in beautifully, I think, by Tyler Bergman. Sensational play. New line of scrimmage, 31-yard line of Coldwater. Steffi threw it on a dime. He dropped it over the shoulder of the Minster receiver. Perfectly thrown ball. 18 seconds to go, first quarter. First and 10, Minster, 31 of Coldwater. Now Schmiesing lines up to the left of the QB. Ball dealt to Schmiesing, stacked at the 30, picked up 2, and that's how the first quarter will come to a close. First quarter's in the books. Minster on a march, Coldwater in the lead, 7-0 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
This is Jack Creamer once again at Minster. 7-0 Coldwater. We start the second quarter, second down 9 for Minster from the Coldwater 30-yard line. Cavaliers got a short field score. Interception at the 49, went for a touchdown. Penalty brought it back. And then a 32-yard romp to the end zone by Potcotter. Great blocking up front by the Cavaliers. Sprung Potcotter from 32. Cusho's extra point was perfect. Steffi in the pocket looking. He's got nervous feet. Throws a long high bomb down the far sideline in the corner by the pylon at the 1-yard line. It's no good. Out of bounds. Intended on the play for Kaus. Caleb, a 5'8", 145-pound senior, was leaping high in the air in the secondary against Ethan Elander for Coldwater. Couldn't reel it in. Second down, or I should say third down, an 8 for Minster from the Coldwater 30. Opening second quarter. Cavaliers 7. Wildcats nothing. Slot right. Another receiver bunched that way. Steffi looks downfield. No one available. Pitch is near sideline. It's an outlet receiver. Cole Richard in the flat. Caught it at the line of scrimmage. And then he's romped his way down the near sideline, got inside the 25, was upended out of bounds at the 24. Productive gain, leaving Minster 2 yards short of a first down. It is officially 4th and 2. That was a third and a little better than 8 play. It picked up 6, and now Minster needs to convert 2 yards on 4th down. From the Coldwater 24. Two receivers left. Snap to Steffi. It's a run all the way by Brogan. He's got a gap between left guard and tackle, and he digs hard and charges to the 20. 1st and 10 for Minster at the Coldwater 20. Good play call right there. Keep it in the playmaker's hands. Steffi got the job done. A minute gone here in the second quarter. Cavaliers 7, Wildcats nothing. 2 tight ends in for Minster. Steffi calls his own number again. He high steps his way between right guard and tackle, and he's dropped at the 16. He garnered 4, 2nd and 6. In there on the hit for Coldwater was the rover, the cleanup guy, Mason Welch. 2nd down and 6, Minster, 16-yard line of Coldwater. Cavaliers lead it 7-0. 90 seconds gone in the second period. Couple of receivers left for Steffi. And he's got Albers pinching in slot on the right. Schmeezing alongside Steffi. And the ball is handed off on the play to Schmeezing. He makes a man miss, makes another man miss. He spins, turns at the 5, stays on his feet, and churns to the end zone. But 1, 2, 3 markers are down. Maybe a face mask in Coldwater. Let's see. Schmeezing was twisted around sharply between the 5 and 10. And was he illegally grabbed by Coldwater? Let's see what ensues. Minster has got Beckham Steffi on to try the kick. And that's a foul against Coldwater. Of course, Minster says no to the penalty. Now, Minster lines up in that unconventional offensive set to see if Coldwater will adjust to it. Minster can throw a pass from that formation, but Coldwater had it covered. So Minster reverts back to its traditional place kick formation to tie the game at 7. Good snap. Here's the boot. But Beckham Steffi on the way. Yes, sir. He's got it. 7-7 tie. 2 minutes gone. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, the Minster kickoff was a beauty. It soared on one big bounce through the end zone, and Coldwater starts first and 10 from the Cavaliers 20. Oh, it's a double handoff in the offensive backfield, and Coldwater winds up throwing at the end of the play over to the Minster 45, and the Wildcat defender has to come back for the short toss and accidentally crashes into the Cavaliers receiver, and it's defensive pass interference. Mason Welch was the man who wound up with the ball for Coldwater. Blockberger handed it off on the play to Potcotter, who dealt it to Welch, who pitched it downfield for a Minster wideout. I think that was Owen Kunk, who was sprinting for the ball. He was jammed accidentally over at the Minster 45. 15-yard penalty against Minster from the previous line of scrimmage. First and 10 Coldwater at the Cavaliers 35. And we've had five penalties in this game so far, four on Minster. Receivers right and left. Here is Blockberger on the handoff, a run to the left. Minster stretches it out. Tackle made at the 36-yard line. Braxton Taylor, the ball carrier for Coldwater. Very little room to run. Minster's defense corralled him quite nicely. Good hit on the play by Will Frimmel. Second down and 9, Cavaliers from their own 36. Game tied at 7. 2.5 gone here in the second quarter. Blockberger, 5 yards behind the line. Takes the snap, takes a step back. Now he runs outside left tackle, and he twists and turns to the 40. Decked right there. Got a marker in the Cavaliers' offensive backfield. Tell you what, for two teams ranked so highly, Minster number 2 in the state in Division 7, Coldwater number 2 in the state in Division 6, we've had some infractions in the first 15 minutes of this game. That was a sideline warning on Minster. No penalty as such. Second down and 5, Cavaliers from their own 40, game tied at 7. Early on, second quarter. Two receivers right, two to the left. Here is the QB, Blockberger. And he's got Potcotter alongside. Oh, we've got a pre-snap foul in the Cavaliers. Keeps on raining yellow hankies. Referees at work, but the mistakes are obvious both ways. 9:06 left in the second. Second down 10, Coldwater, Cavaliers 35. Minster defensively, four down linemen. And now we've got Minster showing blitz from the outside, the wide side of the field. Blockberger in the pocket, plenty of time. Gazes, looks downfield. Pocket collapses. Down he goes at the 31. He lost about five on the play. Good pursuit by the Minster Wildcats. Ian Holman came crashing in and eventually grabbed the shoulders of Blockberger, nailed him at the 31. Big possession down here for Coldwater. Third and 14, 31-yard line of the Cavaliers. My mistake, that was the third down play. Coldwater was attempting to pass for it. Blockberger got sacked, and it is a punting situation. Owen Kunk, a split in for Coldwater, back in deep punt formation at his 17. Minster, one man deep, downfield at the Wildcats' 30-yard line. And that's Schmiesing. Boy, he'd love to get his hands on this. So Kunk, wearing 10, will kick it to Schmiesing, number 10. And you can bet Kunk will try to bounce it short, get a big hop, or smack it directionally and kick it away from Schmiesing. Line of scrimmage, 32 of the Cavaliers, fourth down. Punting situation. Here's the boot by Kunk, and it's off the side of his foot. Not a good kick, but it does take a very productive bounce for Coldwater. Ball lit on the ground on the numbers far side near the Coldwater bench at the 47 of Minster, and then it took a nice 10-yard hop, skip, and a jump. And from the 37 of Minster, that's where the Wildcats start. First and 10. Game tied at 7. 7:37 left here in the second quarter. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Francis Schulze in Rushi, one of our great underwriting sponsors. They offer a winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Key building components at the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. We'll highlight the key building components in this game in just a minute. Steffi on first and 10, a sprint out to the right, looks back, crosses body, middle of the field, and it is a spectacular grab by Heitkamp in between the hash marks at the 29 of Coldwater. Heitkamp's not a tall young man, but boy, does he have spring. He leaped off the grass and out jumped Coldwater in the secondary and made a terrific one-handed snatch. First and 10, 29 of Coldwater for Minster. 7:15 to go, second quarter, tied at 7. Steffi in the pocket, looks, nervous feet, a little jittery, rolls left, and then makes a late delivery in the flat. It is caught 5 yards downfield. Run after catch is good for a gain of 12. Richard hauled it in. Steffi made that cornerback come up. The corner thought Steffi might elect to run the ball. Instead, it was flipped for a first down to Richard. New line of scrimmage, 17 of Coldwater. 7 minutes to play here in the first half of this game on scoresbroadcast.com. Minster trying to break the tie. Three receivers to the right for the Wildcats. Man in motion, Schmiesing. On a sweep, he gets the call. No, Steffi keeps it. Yep, the slide of hand maneuver didn't fool Coldwater, which jammed Steffi at the line of scrimmage, second and 10. For these two teams tonight, the key building components, explosive plays, and getting a stop or two on defense. Those were the key building components for Coldwater and Minster here this evening. And those are keys that open the doors to success for these two clubs. Minster's had long drives. That's been a key for Minster offensively so far in this game. Trips to the right, lone receiver to the left. Play call from Seth Whiting to quarterback Brogan Steffi on second and 10. Short drop to Steffi. Fires a bullet downfield outside the numbers. Coldwater sidelines. Caught, backpedaling out of bounds. The receiver at about the 12-yard line. Play good for about 6, leaving Minster 4 short of a first down. 17-yard line of Coldwater. Third and four for the Wildcats. Two tights, couple receivers far right. Schmeezing alongside Steffi. He started the cadence, then lifted his head up and looks at the near sideline for head coach Seth Whiting. Let's see what adjustment is made. Big play. Steffi calls his own number, goes inside his tight end on the left, squirts through inside the 10, got to the 8. I think he picked up the first down. Very close. Will it be a goal-to-go situation for Minster, or is it fourth and a foot? We are going to have a measurement. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulte and Rushi will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combination of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Hey, thanks, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulte in Rushi. Francis Schulte, known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Francis Schulte in Rushi with the best in building components. And tonight for these two teams, the key components are big plays on offense, sustained drives. Don't turn it over. Minster has done that once already. And try to get as many stops as possible on defense. So far, Minster has controlled the time of possession about 13 minutes to 6. Game tied at 7. It is fourth down, a foot to go for Minster. Line of scrimmage, the Coldwater 8. Steffi's in the spread. He's not under center. He's got two receivers to the right. Coldwater with 5-6 defenders in the box. Snap back to Steffi. He piles up behind his left guard. He's at the top of the heap. Slides down the backside. He's got the first down inside the 5. Goal to go, Minster. Officially marked for play at the 3. Hurry up, offense, Wildcats. To the line of scrimmage right now. Steffi to the line of scrimmage. No room there. He swings it to the outside. Tries to get the corner turn. Wrestled down at about the 1.5. He gained a yard. Second and goal for Minster. 4:56 to go in the second quarter. We're tied at 7. Francis Schulte Company and Rushi offering that winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Minster knocking on the door, trying to snap the deadlock and push out in front. Receiver far to the right, split 12, handoff to Schmeezing, cuts it back, swings outside left tackle, and he knifes through into the end zone. Schmeezing for 6. Minster 13, Coldwater 7. Up, the Minster Wildcats have roared back and have taken the lead over Coldwater by a 14-7 count. Extra point try coming here for Beckham Steffi. Ball will be placed down at the 10. Boy, these PATs, so critical. They can decide games. There were 3 or 4 in the Southwest region in all divisions last week that were determined by a point. Kick by Steffi. Got it. In the middle, right down Main Street. 14-7 Minster. Wildcats have controlled the clock. Lead by a touchdown. 4:25 to go, second quarter. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Here is the Minster kickoff to the 19-yard line. Coldwater returns up over the 20. Oh, what a hit by Minster. Return man is dealt a blow right in his tracks. And let's give credit where it is due. Tackle downfield made by Minster. It appeared to be Tyler Hess, who landed the blow on the return man, Taylor, for Coldwater, which starts first and 10 from its own 22-yard line. Coldwater's had the football for only about 5 to 6 minutes in this game. Trips to the right for Blockberger, fakes the inside handoff, throws behind the line in the flat to the right, caught, but the receiver is drilled immediately, a loss of one. Minster with a couple of hard hits in a row. One of the kickoff return, great coverage. And here the Minster cornerback in the left flat buried the receiver for Coldwater. Wow, well done by Dylan Heitkamp. Heitkamp with quite a smack. Here comes Coldwater to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 12. 3:42 left to go here in the first half. 14-7 Minster. Blockberger needs 12 for a first down. The man in the slot comes back to get the handoff. He circles all the way across the field, and he roams over the 25 to the 28. That is Elander on the slot around play. Elander with a pretty good gain still leaves Coldwater every bit of five short of a first down. So from 3rd and 12, it's now 3rd and 5, 28-yard line of the Cavaliers, 3 minutes left in a briskly played first half, 14-7 Minster. Blockberger short drop, little look and pass, right flat, Elander, yes, got it at the 30, and he skips up to the 34-35. He is downed right there. He's got the 1st and 10 for the Cavaliers. Minster on top of 7, 14-7. Late in the first half. Minster Wildcats will kick off to Coldwater to start the third quarter. Our halftime guest, Austin Kaler, principal, Minster Junior Senior High School. Look forward to that. His son is out here playing for Minster. Blockberger fakes the handoff. Zone read. Throws a long bomb way down the right side of the field. Beyond the numbers into the Coldwater bench. Incomplete. Through the hands of Obringer. He had a good shot at it. He had the receiver beaten. Good read by Blockberger, who had the ball in the tummy of Depweg for it seemed like 2-3 seconds. He pulled it out. And that run pass option by Blockberger almost worked. Second and 10, Coldwater. 2:19 to go, second quarter. Ball at the Cavaliers, 35. Here is Blockberger looking 8 yards behind the line. Crossing pattern. Receiver is upended at the 40. He spilled hard. Play good for 5 or 6. Nice catch over the middle. Well done on the play. Snared by Potcutter of Coldwater, but he was hammered down. Minster's Hess made the hit on him. Boy, Minster, the last 3 or 4 minutes, has made some jarring tackles. 3rd and 5, Coldwater at the Cavaliers 40. 1:42 to go, first half. Minster up by 7, 14-7. Blockberger, his play action, rolling right, throws, far hash mark, yes, caught, 42 of Minster, man breaks a tackle, stays on his feet, trudges to the 35, 32-yard line. Welch on the reception, tough man to bring down, Mason Welsh hauled it in. Boy, he made a few guys miss on that play. And we have a timeout called by Coldwater. First and 10 Cavaliers. Minster 32, a minute 26 to go in the half. 14-7, Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout for Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
On first and 10 for Coldwater, 32-yard line of Minster. Blockberger roams out of the pocket to his right, and running parallel with him downfield is Welch. He's a big target, and on the ground with one knee, he snares it for a plus 12 to the 20. First and 10 Cavaliers at the Minster 20. Final 66 seconds of the first half of this game. Coldwater running. Oh, that play is halted right at the line of scrimmage. Putt cutter bucked over right guard. He was flattened. And we have another timeout called. 58 seconds to go. Coldwater timeout. 14-7 Minster. Late in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Well, Coldwater on first and 10 for the Minster 19 throws a quick slant, a fireball from Blockberger, beautifully thrown to Obringer, and he makes a great catch, leaping ahead to the 3-yard line. And then on the ensuing play, a run effort by Coldwater. Depweck is sandwiched right at the line of scrimmage. Depweck couldn't go, couldn't shove the pile. So it's second and goal for Coldwater. Minster 3-yard line, 37 seconds to go first half. Minster in the lead 14-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
Oh my goodness, on second and goal from the 3, Coldwater throws a ball to the pylon, right side of the field. It's through the hands of the receiver and on the ground. Minster picks it off, 2 yards deep in the end zone. Touchback. Wildcats dodge a bullet with a great defensive play. First and 10, Minster out at the Wildcats 20. What an unbelievable turn of events. We'll have to scramble up here in the press box to find out who made that interception, and it was huge. And that preserves a 14-7 Minster lead. The throw appeared to be close to on target, a little wide of the receiver. Minster had it blanketed pretty well behind the target. Minster had to 2 secondary people, 3 yards deep in the end zone, ball thrown to the pylon, and it seemed to fly right past the intended receiver for Coldwater, and Minster might have been on the ground when the Wildcats made the intercept. And then Minster goes to one knee on the ensuing snap from center, and time expires. That's it. Second quarter's in the books. First half is gone. Minster dominated the clock and the yards offensively and leads 14-7 after 2 quarters here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693 6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer back here at Minster. It's halftime. The Minster Wildcats enjoy a 14-7 lead over the Coldwater Cavaliers here at intermission. It's been a half of three touchdowns. Coldwater was denied a score right there at the end of the second period. Nifty interception on the ground in the end zone by Cole Richard. Three scores, as I mentioned, in this game so far. A 32-yard romp to the end zone by Potcutter for Coldwater, and a couple of TDs for Schmiesing and Minster, one from 16 yards out, one from 2 yards away. All three extra points converted here in this game, and my guess on time of possession was pretty close. I figured Coldwater had it for about 7 or 8 minutes. They had it for only 8:37 in the first half. Minster controlled the ball and the clock. The Wildcats had it for 15 minutes, 23 seconds. Outgained Coldwater 207 to 116. Say, a proud sponsor here on Scores Broadcast is Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides the same customers with gas and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane, pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes who are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, energy for today and tomorrow. And Schaefer Market is now your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main and Fort Loramie, has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So we now offer Winter's Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. It's your new community go-to store. 14-7 Minster over Coldwater at the halftime break, and I'm pleased to be joined by Austin Kaler, principal of Minster Junior Senior High School. Is that the right title, Austin?
Well, we call it the high school Am I on here? We call it the high school, and then I usually just put a 712 behind it because we decided when we renovated and rebranded the building that junior, senior high school just sounded like a little bit much.
There you go. Sixth year is principal, 20th year in education. Taught once upon a time at Versailles before coming to Minster back in 2007, a Minster grad in 01, and a bachelor's from Miami. I got my graduate degree at Miami and Oxford. And
were you a red skin or a red hawk?
I was a red skin.
So was my mom, but I was a red hawk. I don't know when, that late 90s maybe, when did that happen? I was a red hawk. I know people were sore about it.
And a master's in educational leadership from the University of Dayton. Austin Kaler, principal, Minster Junior Senior High School,
Minster
our
High
guest.
School. 7-12.
7-12, that's what we call it. Stadium enhancements here at Minster Memorial Stadium. Wow. Really exciting, and we are in the middle of it right now in a beautiful press box.
Yeah.
Love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Talk about the stadium refurbishment, easy
sure,
for me to say.
Sure. So it really began with the school, you know, recognizing a need for new bleachers. These bleachers were the originals that were installed in 1976 when the stadium was built, and they were actually not new then. They came from the University of Dayton through some connections between UD and Minster. So they served their life well, but in recent years it became obvious that they were in need of replacement. And when the school started discussing new bleachers, our athletic boosters and some of the families of the original Memorial Field students that were tragically killed in the accident that sort of prompted the building of the stadium came forward, and they had some ideas for how to preserve the stadium and how to promote the history of it, because they wanted to put front and center to make sure that our students that play and come watch their classmates play in the stadium understand why it's called Memorial Field. So there's a lot of out front when you approach the stadium. There's a lot of signage and graphics dedicated to making sure that future generations do not, you know, lose track of the history of the stadium.
And Austin Kaler's son, Carson, is on this football team, coached by Seth White.
It is. Yeah, he is. He's a freshman. He's mostly a JV and a freshman guy. He is actually out here tonight holding extra points, and he's on the kickoff and kick return team. So I've been to football games for a long, long time, but this year experiencing these Friday nights as a parent is certainly new. So I'm the dad holding his breath when everybody else is slapping fives and the PAT team goes out on the field.
I alluded to Seth Whiting seconds ago. What a superb coach. I speak to him often. He's so complimentary of the Minster community.
Yeah, Seth, I think this is Seth's fourth year, and he's been he just instantly meshed with the community. He's really a community guy. He was raised, spent a lot of his younger years in Delphus, so he's familiar with the area, familiar with the MAC, familiar with the communities that support MAC schools. And, you know, you'll see him at a softball game. He's got a young family. He's got three young kids, probably under the age of five, and they'll load them up, and they'll bring them to a regional softball game, or they'll bring them to the Oktoberfest parade, or you see them all out and about supporting our kids, whether they're football players or not. Just a great fit for the school and the community. So we were real lucky to get him.
One heck of a boys' senior class of athletes here at Minster this school year. Prospects so bright in football, basketball, baseball, and then some.
Yeah, yeah. This group, they've kind of been alpha dogs for a long time. They were real successful from junior high, and probably even if you go back before that to the youth baseball and basketball tournaments. They're super competitive. They're ferocious. They're just intense competitors. And the cool thing about them is it's such a well-rounded group, because if you see them in the halls of our school, Jack, they're class officers, they are student council reps, they're in the FFA, some of them are in the band. Obviously, they don't participate in that on game nights, but yeah, just an incredibly well-rounded, competitive, respectful group of young boys. But when Friday night comes and the lights come on, they do have that edge to them that certainly comes in handy.
A superb student athlete for sure.
Yeah.
For the long-term success of numerous sports at Minster, remarkable. Coming to mind first, girls cross country. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Coach Magato, she's been at it for a while. She's in about every Hall of Fame that there is. I occasionally get letters in the mail notifying me of a new one, and she, you know, you go walk down the hall and congratulate her, and she couldn't be more humble. It's about the kids. It's not about me. But yeah, cross country, all our sports, we're proud. We give a lot of opportunities for kids to compete at at relatively successful levels and learned good life skills through their coaches and through the sacrifice that extracurriculars and sports require. So that's a big thing we stress here, and our families support that. As evidenced by the crowds we get and the financial support through the athletic boosters. So, yeah, we're really fortunate here.
Our halftime guest, Austin Kaler, principal, Minster Schools, grade 7 through 12. Minster on top of Coldwater at the intermission break by a score of 14-7. Our halftime, by the way, being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and by Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. What makes Minster Schools academically, Austin, so unique, so highly thought of, not only in this region of Ohio, but statewide as well?
Yeah, it goes for the whole region, really. I know Marion Local just got a big accomplishment with their state report card scores. The whole area, you just have stable families, supportive families. One of the things I consider, key in my role is making sure we bring in really skilled teachers who are going to get to know our kids and know their content inside and out and relate well to the kids and understand that, there's a lot going on in their lives and try to leverage what else is going on in their lives, whether it's pop culture or what have you, to the content that they teach. So I might go into a physics class and there's some sort of Taylor Swift song going on that, I don't understand because I'm getting older, but the kids seem to, and that's really all that matters, right? Yeah, good families, good teachers, kids that get it, just a supportive community. So that's there is really no secret. That's kind of the recipe here in Northwest Ohio.
You alluded to the strengths of the teaching faculty, so important. Course options, what a variety available at Minster.
Yeah, so our curricular options, we try to do things because more and more the way high schools are set up, that the kids have opportunities to take college classes, go to work, get out of the building, and we certainly don't want to stop anyone from doing that if they've got a clear plan. But at the same time, we work really hard, and our teachers take great pride in the variety of extra classes that they're able to offer. We've got an everyday living class that our FFA teacher has, and that's for a kid that's maybe not been in the vocational program and isn't necessarily really good with a hammer or any kind of tools, that they are learning how to hang drywall or patch drywall or do basic electrical wiring or change oil, fix a flat tire, all those practical things. So that's been a big hit. We've got a lot of kids that want to take that year in, year out. Personal finance, CAD. We actually have a mental health awareness class that one of our teachers does that's popular with a lot of kids. And those things these days are becoming more and more important all the time. So they do a fantastic job of taking offering a variety of classes. A lot of them do so at the expense of their own, sanity and free time, because they might have three or four or five different preps that they teach throughout the day. And with that comes, much more work.
There is growth in the Minster community, enrollment up and up and up at Minster as well.
Yeah, we're really seeing it in the elementary grades right now. We're sitting right around 80 kids, 75, 80 kids in most of those grades, K to 3. We don't have enrollment projections yet for next year. We don't have kindergarten numbers yet. That comes a little bit further into the winter. But we've got about 500 kids in the elementary, 390 in the high school. We're growing. We're up in the time that I've been principal. We're probably up, if I had to guess, as a district, probably 50 kids, maybe even more than that. So,
advanced placement, early college credit. Talk about those kinds of offerings.
Yeah, so that's, more and more with the cost of college, the kids want, the families want to get as much credit as they can. We certainly understand that. I used to teach an AP government class back as a teacher, and I really saw the value in that. Those classes, if you can score well on the test at the end of an AP course, your credit will follow you anywhere. I had a girl take some AP credit to Harvard, and they accepted her score, no questions asked. We like AP. We've got, I think, 6 AP offerings. We've got calculus, advanced calculus, physics, government, English, and U.S. history. And then several college credit plus classes that we offer too through partnerships with local universities. That's namely Edison. And our teachers go through a process and get credentialed with them. And the nice thing about those classes is the kids can take those classes with our teachers, earn college credit without leaving the building. So, we really like to see those kids as much as possible stay in our building and kind of shape and mold the young younger kids and show them, you know, how we do things and how to go about their business, not just in sports, but then obviously during the school day too. So,
and the financial savings in terms of college tuition are enormous.
You can say that again. You can say that again. So a lot of our kids, they'll have a mixture on their transcript by the time they leave of AP and CCP classes, and we think that's kind of a good recipe for us.
Austin Kaler, principal, Minster Schools, grade 7 through 12. Boy, thanks for being alongside me here tonight. You are option number three. Mike Wiss and McClurg.
And Coach McClurg had somewhere else to be, so you get the principal. It is a sports radio program, so I guess I won't say too much about that.
I meant to remark that your son was involved in what, a 2 points after play up at Columbus Afrocentric a few weeks ago?
Yeah. He's actually, as the holder, you know, and Coach Whiting's a big muddle huddle guy, so there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on before the snap,
like,
and
that.
My son's standing back there, and I don't think he has a lot of autonomy to decide those things for himself, which is a good thing. He's kind of looking to the sideline for direction, but yeah, he's kind of in the middle of that. So that's been fun for my wife and I to kind of dip our toes in the pool and get a feel for what it's like to have a kid out there playing under the Friday night lights.
And with 90 degrees in late September, you are dipping your toes in the pool.
Right. We're ready for that to go away. I think it's cooler temps are ahead and just in time for Oktoberfest, so that's a good thing.
Austin, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jack. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, indeed. 14-7, Minster over Coldwater here at intermission. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Butkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
It is 14-7 Minster, seconds away from the start of the second half. Minster kicks to Coldwater. A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, began way back in 1986 with one customer. Today, A&M Pallet serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State. These regional customers and their employees benefit from A&M and its support for the high-quality education and great variety of sports programs our local schools provide. A&M Pallet, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, and receive an education and raise families. And if you are looking for work, A&M Pallet in Rushi has entry-level spots available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is also home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free, typical turnaround a week. O'Reilly also accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services, pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Three touchdowns in this game, two runs from scrimmage by Schmiesing, and a 32-yard bolt to the end zone by Potcutter of Coldwater. Coldwater scored first. Schmiesing's run to the end zone tied it. And then the mid-second quarter touchdown by Schmiesing from a couple yards away put Minster on top of seven. All three PATs, each conversion good. And that's where we stand as we enter the start of the second half in this big MAC contest here tonight. 12 first downs, Minster, 6 Coldwater in that first half, 207 yards to 116. Time of possession over 15 minutes to a little over 8. Kickoff is short to the 25. Returned by Coldwater across the field laterally from east to west, or I should say south to north here at Minster. A nice bringback of 15 or 16 to the 41. The Coldwater return man may have kept that football a good 35 or 40 yards as he dashed across the gridiron. Carson Kaler, son of Austin Kaler, principal, Minster Schools, grade 7 through 12, our halftime guest, was in there on that tackle of the kickoff return. Nice job, Carson. First and 10, Coldwater, 42-yard line, handoff right up the gut. It is Potcutter, and he slices for a quick 3 or 4 to the 46-yard line. Second down and 6 for the Cavaliers, who are attired in the road white jerseys, orange-black numbers, orange pants, black and white striping, orange headgear. Minster black from top to bottom, white numbers, orange piping down the sides of the jerseys and pants. Black helmets for Minster. Coldwater, second and 6. Here's a pump fake to the right, and then Blackburger throws it long and far. Much too far, though, for an intended receiver, Kunk, at the 26-yard line of Minster, as Blackburger tried to fool the Minster defense. He pumped on a short out to the right, and then he hurled one long, and he outdistanced his receiver. So third and 6 for Coldwater from the Cavaliers' 46-yard line. Early on, first minute, third quarter, Minster leads 14-7 here on scoresbroadcast.com. three receivers bunched to the right, passing down for Blackburger, who rolls right, 7 yards behind the line. A tackle missed. Blackburger keeps it, runs to the sideline, makes a delayed forward pass. It's tipped and picked off by Minster at the 44 of the Cats. Bad decision by Blackburger. He was in trouble, was going to be cornered out of bounds, 3 or 4 yards short of the first down, maybe even more than that. Hurled the pass belatedly. No one was home. He threw late back over the middle. And Minster, which recorded a big pick in the end zone to finish off Coldwater's drive late in the second quarter, gets another one here. Three interceptions in this game. One by Coldwater, two by Minster. Wildcats ball, first and 10 from the Minster 43. Only a minute gone here in the third quarter. Here comes Steffi to the line of scrimmage. He flashes three receivers to the right. The QB, he fakes it to Schmiesing, fires a middle of the field route, and it's behind Bergman at the 44 of Coldwater. Miscommunication on that play. Second down and 10 for Minster, 43 of the Wildcats. Of course, there are three other games tonight in the Midwest Athletic Conference. New Bremen at Marion Local, St. Henry at Anna, Versailles at Parkway. Four teams in the MAC unbeaten. These two here, plus Marion and Versailles. Each of those four are 2-0 in MAC play. Uh-oh, here's a sweep to the left by Minster. Tackle behind the line. Ball's loose. Was the runner down? No, the referees say it came out on the way down. Coldwater recovery at the Minster 39. Schmiesing was collared, had the ball stripped, and the Cavaliers take it over. Well, that is turnover number four in this game. Three interceptions, a fumble. Coldwater sets up shop at the Minster 38-yard line. Recovery by Obringer of Coldwater. 10:48 to go here in the third quarter. 14-7, Minster in the lead. Coldwater trying to take advantage of a short field for the second time in this game. It's a power sweep to the left, strung out by Minster. Braxton Taylor is pursued, chased down at the 38. Hornhorst on the hit, a gain of one, and that's all. Second down and 9 for Coldwater at the 38-yard line of Minster. 10:21 to go here in the third quarter of this game. 1-2 receivers right, a couple to the left in the shotgun spread. It is Balen Blackburger behind the line, sends a man in motion. It's a quick out pattern run by a wide receiver who catches at the 35. Welsh hauled it in. Caleb Kaus on his back right now. Kaus made the stop. Minimal gain. Pick up to the 35 and a half, or I should say just inside the 35, 34 and a half of Minster. Sets up third down and close to 5 yards to go for a first down for Coldwater, which is in four down territory. 14-7 Minster, 9:30 left in the third. Snap back to Blackburger. Open receiver who sits in front of the zone. Catches wide open. It's Elander. He's inside the 30. Hauled it in. Spun around. Got to about the 28 or 9. Cole Richard wrapped him up. First and 10 Coldwater. Forward progress marked to the 27. 9:15 left in the third. One touchdown lead for Minster. Here come the Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. Receiver far left, one far right. Blackburger, it is a sprint draw. Ball carrier, pot cutter. Oh, he slips a tackle at the point of attack. Slices through, carves out space. Down to about the 22-yard line goes pot cutter. Gain of at least six. It's going to be second down and four. Connor Schmiesing tripped him up. 8:40 left in the third, 14-7 Minster. Second down, four, Coldwater. Line of scrimmage, 22-yard line of Minster. Couple of receivers to the left. Pot Cutter alongside Blockberger in the Coldwater offensive backfield. Here is a snap to Blockberger to run all the way. Tries to dance outside right tackle. Squirms for a cupful. Third and two, Coldwater. 8:12 to go in the third. Minster clings to a 14-7 lead. Ball marked officially for play at the 19. Third and two for Coldwater. Four down territory. Let's see if the Cavaliers surprise Minster and go up top. I doubt it. It is Blockberger under center. I formation look. Uh-oh, a pre-snap foul against the Cavaliers. Oh, does that hurt? Motion call. We had a grand total of 8 penalties in that first half. Probably a few too many for a couple of number 2 ranked teams in the state in D7 and D6. Clock running, 7:40 to go in the third. So instead of third and two, it's third and seven, Coldwater, 24 of Minster. Next week, Fort Loramie hosts Spencerville in a Northwest Conference clash at the Redskin Stadium. We've got the action for you at 6:20. It's a sprint draw. They run it. Potcutter outside right tackle. Oh, terrific blocking. Look at Potcutter go. He won't be denied. Formidable run. Breaks tackles at the 10, the 5, the 1, and he's over. Second touchdown run in this game by Potcutter. That went from 24 yards out. 14-13 on the TD by Potcutter. You talk about a defiant effort. He went right through about 4 or 5 Wildcats en route to the end zone from 24 yards away. Here's Couchot for the extra point. C-O-U-C-H-O-T. Good snap from center out of the hold. And it is hammered toward the uprights, and it's perfection. We are tied at 14. Coldwater takes advantage of a couple of short field scores tonight. We are even up, 7:18 to go in the third, 14 apiece on scoresbroadcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie.
Oh, what a bolt on the kickoff return by Tyler Bergman of Minster as he scooted from the 7 to the 40. And he had one man to miss, and then it was Pater time. He would have broken it all the way. Minster runs on 1st and 10. Schmeezing right tackle, slashes for 1 or 2, that's it. Coldwater has slowed down Schmeezing on the ground pretty well in this game tonight. Schmeezing has carried the football 8 times now for 24 yards, 3 yards per tote. 2nd and 9, 41 of Minster, game tied at 14, 6:32 to go in the third. Great contest here tonight at the beautifully enhanced, refurbished Minster Memorial Stadium. This press box is amazing. Short drop by Steffi, throws right flat. Oh, a fingertip grab by Cole Richard at the 46 or 7. He had his feet inbounds. He was finger-tipping the ball as he was being bounced to the sideline. The gain is good to the 47. Minster's short passing game has been effective. Second down and three, or I should say third and three, Minster. Coldwater bluffing a blitz. 5:56 to go in the third. Tied at 14. Big play here. Steffi, calm and cool. Here's the cadence in the pocket, looking. Oh, he's got a crease up the middle. He's going to run. He takes off. Scrambles for about six. As knee touchdown at the 48 of Coldwater. Give him five. First and 10 Wildcats. Is there a marker late at the side of the tackle? Was the face mask of Steffi grabbed? I think so. That's the call. Big walk-off here against Coldwater. Minster will take advantage. And the march by the referee will put the ball at the 44. Intentional, or I should say unintentional, face mask ruling against the Cavaliers. So it's just a five-yard advance. First and 10, Minster. Coldwater, 44. Trips to the left for Steffi. Coldwater showing five down linemen for an instant. Steffi may be changing the play at the line of scrimmage on first and 10 from the Coldwater 44. Steffi keeps, run all the way, nothing in the middle, springs it wide, bounces to the perimeter, 40, 35, toss down. Uh-oh, we've got a flag at the line of scrimmage. I think that is against Minster on the run, which generated 10 by Steffi, holding on the Wildcats. So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, one of our fine underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll highlight those several subdivisions available for you. Lakeside in Fort Loramie, Woodland in Botkins, Park Place, Deer Crossing, Stonegate Phase 3, all in Minster. Call Wygant 419-628-3107 to reserve your lot. Wygant Real Estate and Development, 419-628-3107. Snap to Steffi. It's a post pattern down the middle. Albers near hash. Ooh, just overthrown by a half step. Good play call. The tight end Albers was streaking, had his man beat by a yard. Ball overthrown by a foot. Second down and 20, Minster at the Wildcats 46 with 4:48 to go in the third quarter. Well, after the penalty, it's second and 20. Let me make that clear. Second and 20 for Minster after that offensive hold on the first down pass play that was completed by Steffi. It was negated. Steffi looking middle of the field, batted down at the line of scrimmage. Woo, beautiful play by the Coldwater Cavaliers. Give all the credit where it's due to Cody Depwick. As off a springboard, he flew into the air and swatted that forward pass by Steffi to the turf. Superb defensive play. Third and 20, Minster at the Wildcats 46. Clock stops, 4:43 to go. Third quarter of this game, 14-14 tie. Minster, Coldwater. Wildcats need 20. Perhaps if they got 15, they might go forward and fourth down. Minster takes a timeout. Third and 20 upcoming. Under five to play in the third. We are tied on scoresbroadcast.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
On third and 20, Brogan Steffi retreats to throw, no one open. He takes off, flies down the field, flashes those legs across the 45-yard line of Coldwater, and makes a long leap to the 39 as he gained 15, and that means Minster's in four-down territory. Fourth down and five from the Coldwater 39. Last 4 minutes, third quarter. Steffi in the pocket. Fires 30-yard line. Coldwater defensive back steps in front of the receiver at the 31 and makes the interception. What a play by the Rover, Mason Welch. What a job of the Coldwater defense on fourth and five. Welch was hiding in the bushes. Oh, he's that cleanup guy, makes all the big plays for Coldwater, and he stepped in front of Heitkamp, middle of the field. Ball was thrown 12 yards downfield, somewhat telegraphed by Steffi. Great play by Welch, first and 10 Cavaliers from the 42 of Coldwater. And that is interception number, four in this game so far. Coldwater to the line of scrimmage. 8 yards short of the 50. Under four to play. Here is Blockberger to pot cutter, ramming into a stone wall. Minster's defense thwarts him right at the 42. Second down and 10. How about Max Kanapke in there on the stop for Minster? He throttled that play immediately. 14-14 tie for the defenses. Have forced some takeaways. They've been key in this game. Drives have been stopped by the opposing defenses. These two teams, so well-rounded, Steffi and Blockberger, have not carried the show in this game. The defenses have been very good. Here's a long, long pass down the middle by Blockberger. Oh, it's a skyscraper. We've got four or five players vying for the ball inside the 20 of Minster, and a Coldwater receiver was shoved off his spot. It's going to be a foul against Minster for interference. Another penalty. We are in double digits on penalties in this game. Both teams very aggressive. There have been a few pre-snap fouls. Markoff against Minster will cost the Cats 15. And Coldwater will advance possession now over to the 43-yard line of the Wildcats. Final 3 minutes, third quarter, 14-14 tie. Well, Blockberger has aired a few of them out in this game. Hasn't been on target real deep, but he stretched the Minster defense. Two backs with Blockberger. Hand off, pot cutter, offensive backfield. Oh, it's a power sweep to the right. Blockers out in front. Pot cutter steamrolls inside the 35, spilled at the 30. He rumbles for about 13. First and 10 Cavaliers inside the 30 of Minster. Ball marked for play at the 29. Coldwater scored first. Minster schmeezing, tallied a couple touchdowns. 14-7 Minster at the half. Coldwater put seven on the board earlier in the second half, in the third quarter of play. We're late in the third now, 2:40 to go. It's pot cutter again, bounces it left, stiff arms a man, tries to stiff arm another, down he goes at the 22 or 23. Pot cutter, the man of the period right now for Coldwater. He is getting the difficult rushing plays. He generated six hard-earned yards. New line of scrimmage, 23, line to gain the 19, 2:17 to go in the third, 14 all tie, second and four, Cavaliers, 23 of Minster. Great Midwest Athletic Conference game here tonight at Minster's greatly enhanced, refurbished Memorial Stadium. Boy, the south side home stands and press box are a beautiful sight. Here is Blackburger to Welsh, middle of the field, right in front of the safety. Got it. Hit the 15-yard line. Puts his head down. Digs to about the 11. Will Kanapke put the shoulder into him. But Coldwater, short passing game like Minter's was in the first half, is really clicking. And the Cavaliers have it just outside the 12, first and 10. Final a minute 35 to go here in the third. Coldwater is driving to take the lead here. Serious threat posed by the Cavaliers. Odd formation look. Blockberger takes the snap, gives it to the eye back behind him. Here's a run to the left. It is Braxton Taylor curling around left end. He makes a guy miss at the 5, spins away from a man at the 2, goes into the end zone, but it's anticlimactic. Foul against Coldwater, holding on the run. Everybody saw it. I think Minster didn't finish the play real hard because everybody on the field knew it was coming back. 10-yard penalty against Coldwater. New line of scrimmage, the 22. Coldwater can get a first down at the 2. A minute 13 to go here in the third quarter, tied at 14. Tough spot on the field from which to score. Actual penalty was spotted at the 10. So the Markoff pushed it back to the 10. Or I should say pushed it back 10 yards from the 10 to the 20. So it's first and 18, not first and 20. Line to gain is the 2. Here's Blockberger, deep drop, flares it left flat. Open receiver, Depweg on the dead run. Catches over his shoulder at the 17. Romps out of bounds at the 15. Kaus chased him for Minster. It sets up second down and 12 at the Minster 14-yard line. 71 seconds to go here in the third quarter. 14-14 tie. Cavaliers to the line of scrimmage. Four down territory, you would think, although Cushot has a great leg. He's a fine kicker. Man in motion across the formation. Blockberger in the spread. Fakes the pass to the left. Now delivers to the left. Completion, but a tackle behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, my goodness. Pot cutter was leveled. Let's give credit where it is due. For the Minster Wildcats in there defensively was Tyler Hess. He put a smack on the receiver. It wound up a loss. Third and 12 or 13 for Coldwater. Back at the 19 of Minster. My mistake, third and more like 17. Line to gain is the 2. Third and 17, Coldwater. Final half minute, third quarter. Inside the 20 of Minster. Blockberger, fade pattern. Left corner of the end zone. Coldwater receiver jumps. He's in the air. He's got it. He comes down with it. Inbounds. Touchdown. Remarkable play. Looked like the NFL on Sunday.
19-yard touchdown pass.
Blockberger to Schreier. Caleb Schreier hauled it in 5 or 6 yards deep in the end zone. And Blockberger threw that fade beautifully. Only the Coldwater receiver could get his hands on it. And not only did he do that, he came down with the football. Magnificent reception to give the Cavaliers a 20-14 lead. Final 25 ticks late in the third. Good coverage by Minster, but an even better offensive play by Coldwater. Cusho's PAT is off to the right, but it's inside the post. It's good barely. 21-14 Coldwater. 25 ticks to go here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Oh, so many thanks to Wygant Real Estate and Development. Reserve your lot today at Lakeside in Fort Loramie, Woodland in Botkins, Park Place in Minster, Deer Crossing in Minster, Stonegate Phase 3 in Minster. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development, 419-628-3107, 419-628-3107. Well, the Coldwater kickoff after the touchdown was knocked out of bounds down inside the 5. That came after a kickoff that included a 5-yard penalty against Coldwater and a re-kick. So after two boots, Minster takes over first and 10. It's a little run-pass option, but Steffi, he doesn't pitch, doesn't throw, keeps, angles outside right tackle, and he squirted for 1. Second down and 9. Coldwater's defense tries to get the job done now, nursing a 21-14 lead. Final few seconds of the third quarter, and that'll do it. Coldwater up 7 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
On second down and 9, Minster Steffi flips it into the flat, 4 yards behind the line of scrimmage to Cole Richard. And he puts his head down, tries to run through a couple Coldwater defenders. He's shaken up. No gain on the play. The first down run, but Steffi picked up 1. Third and 9 upcoming, opening 20 seconds of the third quarter of this game. Coldwater in the lead by a 21-14 count. Big play here for Minster. Wildcats need to cling the football and muster up a lengthy drive, certainly flip the field at minimum. Down seven is Minster, opening half minute, fourth quarter. Coldwater on top, 21-14. What a great touchdown catch by Schreyer of Coldwater to lift the Cavaliers to a seven-point advantage. Uh-oh, Steffi on the rollout to the right. He's in trouble. Here's a late delivery up the field. Far hash mark. Caught. Receiver coming back toward the line of scrimmage. What a play by Bergman. As Steffi was in trouble, it was recognized by the Minster receiving corps, and they all zipped back toward the line of scrimmage. Completion made by Bergman at the 47. First and 10, Minster. 11 to go in the game. Coldwater up 7. Two receivers flanked left for Steffi. Schmeezing next to Steffi. Fake to Schmeezing. Steffi keeps. Look at him go outside right tackle beyond the numbers in front of the Cavaliers bench. Upended on the play by Kunk of Coldwater. Steffi blitzed ahead for 7. Second down and 3, Wildcats. 46 of Coldwater. 10.5 to go in the game. Minster down 7. Two receivers far left. Coldwater showing 4 in the box. 2 linebackers in blitz position. Play call coming in for Brogan Steffi. He's got a couple flanked left. Snap to Steffi. He calls his own number. Runs straight ahead. Oh, he's knifed down at the 47. That was one heck of a play. Linebacker safety, Aaron Kaup. He sneaked up to the line of scrimmage during that cadence, and he angled through and dropped Steffi, short loss of a yard. Third down, close to 4 to go from the Cavalier 47. 9:40 to go in the game. Coldwater up 7. Snap to Steffi, looks left, and it's a slant pattern. Caught at the 41-yard line. Run after catch of 4 or 5 more yards. Andrew Kettner, 6'1", junior wideout, found a soft spot to the right of the cornerback in front of the safety. He landed right there, sat down. Steffi shot one to him, first and 10 in favor, or I should say first and 10 for Minster at the Cavaliers 35. 9:11 to go in the game. Steffi in the pocket, looking middle of the field. Now throws a bomb down the left sideline. Minster receiver, a lurching reception at the 5. Woo! What a throw on the play. Dynamite reception by, I think, Kettner again. Inside the 5. Steffi led him beautifully. Oh, was that pass ever spot on? It went for about 31. New line of scrimmage, the 3. Minster poised to tie this game up with 8:45 to go here in the 4th. 21-14. Minster down 7. Cavaliers have 8 in the box. Steffi runs right up the middle behind that offensive line. He wedges out a yard and a half. He got half of the 3. Second down goal for Minster. Dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, F&M's Ohio Homebuyer Plus savings account will make that dream a lot closer for you than you think. Snap back to Steffi. Second and goal, 1.5. Ooh, I don't think he got to the 2. He was submarined at about the 2.5 yard line. No gain, loss of a couple feet. Third and goal, Minster. 7:52 to go in the game. Coldwater 21, Minster 14. Offensive line changes for the Wildcats. Two receivers will be flanked out to the left. Timeout situation. Each team full complement of 3 remaining. Two receivers left, 1 to the right. Let's see if Steffi dials up Schmeezing's number here. Steffi fakes to Schmeezing. Fade pattern. It's out of the end zone in the left corner. No good. Here's the play of the game upcoming. Fourth and goal from the 2.5 for Minster. Trailing by 7, 21-14. Clock stops. 7:27 left to go here in the fourth. Big MAC Midwest Athletic Conference game here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Two undefeateds, both 4-0, each 2-0 in the MAC. Minster second in the state in D7. Coldwater second in the state in D6. And a timeout is called. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Oh, what a run. What a run by Brogan Steffi on fourth and goal from just inside the three. He took the snap from center. The offensive line for Minster screened off the left side. They walled it, and Steffi tiptoed in, unmolested, easy touchdown. Steffi from 2.5, credit him for a 3-yard dash. 21-20 our score. Minster within one. Crucial extra point upcoming here for Minster. This will deadlock it. Big PAT try by Beckham Steffi. Lines are down. Here is the snap from center. It's perfect. The kick by Beckham is on the way, and it is in the center. Oh, it is center cut. Beautiful kick by Steffi. That was clutch under a lot of pressure. He nailed it. Tied up at 21, 7:22 to go in the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And the Minster kickoff is a ground ball to the 17-yard line. Braxton Taylor, as he's done all night, scooped it up and went to the other side of the field. And he raced from the 17 out to the 35, 36. Good bring back. 20-yard return and officially 19. But again, he sprinted 35 or 40 as he used the entire field running south to north here at Minster Memorial Stadium. Defending the east end zone is Minster. Coldwater on your computer screen, advancing the ball from left to right. Keeper by Blockberger on first and 10 from the 36. And it's a minimal gain, a couple yards to the 38. That's it. 7 minutes left in the fourth. It is 21-14. Or I should say it's 21-all, game tied. Uh-oh, at the end of the play, face mask against Minster. That hurts. And we've had about 12 or 13 penalties in this game. Again, unintentional face mask call. 5-yard penalty. So it is second down and 4. Penalty stepped off from the spot of the foul. New line of scrimmage, the 42. Coldwater to the line of scrimmage. Scoreboard clock shows Minster with a timeout remaining. Coldwater all three. Play action, Blockberger, 10 yards behind the line, faked to pass, faked it again. Now he scurries, runs for his life, around left end, chased out of bounds, in the vicinity of the 40. Might have lost a couple. It's going to be third down, every bit of 5. Big play coming up here for the Cavaliers as we have wiped out about half the fourth quarter. 6:15 to play, tied at 21. Coldwater will come to the line of scrimmage at the 41, line to gain the 46. Minster will need to get some heat on the quarterback. He is under center. Blockberger takes the snap. Oh, it's pot cutter right up the gut. Tries to bounce it outside tackle. Does so. He's got a little crevice, and he bullies his way to the 48-yard line. What a job running the football by pot cutter tonight for the Coldwater Cavaliers. He has been splendid on the ground. He's up over 80 yards on less than 10 carries. 5:40 to go in the game, tied at 21. As pot cutter cracked ahead to the 48. First down, 10 yards to go for the Cavaliers. Crucial stage in this game. It would be appropriate to go to OT. Hand off, pot cutter, offensive backfield. Nearly subdued, 3 yards behind the line. Does manage to slip that tackle and pick up 1 to the 50. Second down, 9, Coldwater. Hey, you can save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate at F&M Bank, designed to help hard-working Ohioans. The F&M Bank home buyer account makes saving for your future easier. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Coldwater to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 8. 4:50 to go in the game. The ball is at the 50. We're deadlocked at 21. Here is the quarterback, Blockberger. Oh, it's play action. Now he rolls out to the right. Goes out about 20 yards to the right. Down to the sideline. Cuts it upfield late. And he shouldered out of bounds, I think short of the 50. Might have lost a yard or two. Fans went crazy here on the Minster side, thinking Coldwater committed a penalty. So it's third down and a bunch. A negative 2 on the play. Third and 10 Cavaliers. Good pursuit by Ian Holman. Defensive lineman for Minster never gave up. He chased Blockberger 2/3 of the way across the field. 4:37 to go in the game. Minster 21, Coldwater 21. Here on scoresbroadcast.com. Heck of a game in the MAC. Coldwater is going to take a timeout. Play clock runs out. 4:37 to go. Tied at 21. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
I'm sorry about that. I had my mic volume up during the commercials. Blackburger on third and 10 is 20 yards behind the line. He's being pursued. He gets a pass away late, and it's caught in miraculous fashion by Coldwater downfield at the 42 of Minster. It is going to depend on the spot. Oh, is it close? A measurement will ensue, no doubt about it. I can't tell. I think he might be an inch or two short. Blockburger rolled out to the right forever and ever, nearly sacked 15 yards behind the line. Made a late delivery middle of the field to Obringer, who came racing back toward the line of scrimmage. And he caught it near the 42 or 43, was driven back to the 45. Forward progress, close to a first down. Here is the measurement of the night. 21-21 tie. Is it Minster ball, or does Coldwater move the sticks? It is extended, and like I said seconds ago, it is short by a half a foot. That's the way it appeared. And my mistake, that was a third down pass, and I apologize. That was a third down pass play. Coldwater has fourth down and less than one from the Minster 42. The Wildcats defense remains on the field. I tell you, that was a Herculean effort by Blockburger of Coldwater to pick up 9.5 yards, nearly got the first down, leaving the Cavaliers fourth and very, very short. Sorry I confused you on the downs. We got 4:20 left in the game. We're tied at 21. Cavaliers have fourth and a foot just outside the Minster 42. Here comes Blockburger to the line of scrimmage. Eight guys in the box for Minster. Blockburger gives to the handoff. Handoff to the back in the I formation. He surges. He powers for a yard, then is thrown back. Putt cutter picked it up to the 41. First and 10, Coldwater at the Wildcats 41-yard line. 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Will Coldwater be able to produce a game-winning touchdown drive here in the final 4 minutes? Minster has a timeout left, Coldwater 2. 3:55 to go in the contest. 21-21 tie. Coldwater features one receiver left, two tight ends. It's run, run the football. Pot cutter around left end. Look at him go. He's got a crease. He stays on his feet. Bulls his way. 30, 25, 20. He won't be denied. Great run by pot cutter of Coldwater to the 19. He is like a bull. He's like a freight train going downhill in the mountains. Really tough to slow him down. He gets up ahead of steam, and he motors down the tracks. Pot cutter for Coldwater, difficult man to stop. And he set the Cavaliers up in good shape at the 19 with 3:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Game tied at 21 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Receiver left, one to the right. Blockburger hands off to Braxton Taylor deep in the offensive backfield. Look at him juke left and right, and he knifes to about the 15-yard line. He carved out five. In there on the tackle, Will Konapke for Minster. Second down and five, Cavaliers. Keep in mind, Minster has just a timeout remaining. That's it. Minster can stop the clock only once. 2:42 to go in the fourth. Second down, more like six to go for Coldwater. Line of scrimmage, the 15 of Minster. We're tied at 21. I formation for Blockburger. And the running back dotting the I gets the nod. It is Braxton Taylor. Oh, he's stacked up. No, it was Taylor providing the blocking for Potcutter. maybe a foot or two. The gain was slight. Third down, every bit of five for Coldwater. 14-yard line of Minster. Keep in mind, Cushot is a very good place kicker for the Coldwater Cavaliers. The ball is sitting just to the right of the far hash. Let's see what the Cavaliers elect to do. We're down to 1:54 to go in the game. It's getting late. Blockberger brings his bunch up. It's a toss sweep to the right to Potgutter. Oh, he stumbles down at the 18. He braces himself, gets inside the 15. He's left four short. And we've got a timeout on the field by the Cavaliers. A minute 39 to go. Fourth and four upcoming. 1:39 remaining, 21 all tie on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, Coldwater disdains the field goal. It would be about a 31-yarder. They're running a play from scrimmage, fourth and five, 19-yard line of Minster. A minute 40 to go, 21-all tie. Long count by Blockberger. Two tight ends are in. And at the last second before the play clock runs out, Coldwater takes a timeout, trying to draw Minster offside. It didn't work. We are back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
And out of the hold of Baylen Blockberger, Brian Cushot comes on for Coldwater, and he's just lifted a 31-yard field goal into the air, and it's good. The Coldwater Cavaliers on the 31-yard boot by Cushot take the lead 24-21 over Minster. With a minute 40 left to go in this game, it's a great one here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters. and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Yep, I may have said to Brian Bryce Cushot, big field goal, lifting Coldwater to a three-point lead, and he just kicked it off on a fly 2 yards deep in the end zone. Minster caught it, touchback. Minster must start from its 20. No timeouts left. Wildcats in a pickle. Minster's got to get the football in field goal range in the final minute 40, 24-21 Coldwater. Minster to the line of scrimmage. Steffi's got two backs flanked left. Schmeezing alongside. Late delivery over the middle. Slant pattern, no good at the 31-yard line. Dylan Eichkamp, the young man for whom the ball was intended. Mason Welch, the rover back, covered it up for Coldwater. Cavaliers have got lengthy size at linebacker and in those defensive back spots. And Steffi and company may have a hard time advancing the football in the middle of the field against this group. Here comes blitz pressure. Steffi back at the 12. Receiver falls down, and the pass is incomplete at the 32. Intended for Eichkamp. Brady Lehfeld, good coverage for Coldwater. It's third down for Minster. Third and 10 from the Wildcats, 20. Minster led at the half 14-7. It's been a 17-point second half by Coldwater that spelled the difference. Minster, obviously, four down territory, needs two plays to get 10. Don't need all of it here. Clock stopped on the incompletion. A minute 33 to go. Steffi in deep trouble. Oh, he's nearly tackled. Oh, it's a Houdini by Steffi in the offensive backfield. Throws it far sideline. Breaking on the ball. Coldwater cornerback nearly gets the pick at the 37. As Steffi threw it very late. And the Coldwater center fielder, Elander, nearly made the interception. And Minster, with its backs to the wall, has a fourth and 10 from the Wildcats 20 with a minute 25 to go. Should Coldwater stop Minster here, it's a kneel down by the Cavaliers. Minster, no timeouts left. 24-21 Cavaliers. Fourth and 10 Minster at their own 20. Wildcats need a 10-yard play to keep the drive alive. Here's Steffi outside the hash, near side. A lot of coverage. It's tight. It's ruled incomplete. No penalty on the play. Ball intended for Heitkamp, and he was blanketed downfield. Nice job by Owen Kunk of Coldwater. And Minster comes up empty on four throws from the 20. And Coldwater is going to pull this out of the fire on the road here at Minster, 24-21. Minster out of timeouts. Coldwater will just sit on the football the remaining 80 seconds. And Coldwater has taken a timeout to make sure of things. Scoreboard clock reads a minute 20. 24-21 Coldwater on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Development, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
In victory formation, the Cavaliers kneel down at the Minster 25, clock running. Minster can't stop it. A minute to go in the fourth. Coldwater on a Bryce Cushot 31-yard field goal inside of 2 minutes is going to win this game, overcoming a 14-7 halftime deficit. The Cavaliers in position to remain undefeated at 5-0 on the year. Minster will drop to 4-1. Down to 35 seconds to go. What a game between two heavyweights. A great clash in the MAC here tonight. And the next snap is made. 25 seconds to go. Coldwater won't have to run another play. That is it. In a battle of titans, the Coldwater Cavaliers nip the Minster Wildcats 24-21 on a 31-yard field goal by Bryce Cushot with under 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000-square-foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Bodkins. Phone 937-693-693. 6325, the Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
And welcome back here to Minster Memorial Stadium, a beautifully enhanced, refurbished Minster Memorial Stadium. The south side stands, the press box we are in are new. Oh, it is a beautiful sight. And we enjoyed this great game here tonight, won by Coldwater in thrilling fashion, under 2 minutes left. A field goal by Bryce Cushot of Coldwater from 31 yards out decides this contest. Final tally, 24-21. Cavaliers in the victory over the Minster Wildcats. Statistically, Coldwater ran the ball for about 100 yards in the second half alone. Minster produced less than 100 yards running and passing combined in the final two quarters. Coldwater's defense got the job done in the final two quarters of this game. Minster enjoyed a 14-7 halftime lead. Coldwater outscores Minster to the tune of 17-7 in the second half of this contest. The first downs, Minster led by one, 16-15. Total number of offensive plays. Minster ran 10 more. There were a number of turnovers in this game. Minster lost a fumble. There were 4 interceptions, 2 each way. And a few more penalties than you might have thought between two clubs ranked second in their respective divisions in the state. 8 penalties for Coldwater, 7 for Minster. Pot cutter for Coldwater. Turned it on in the second half. He rumbled for about 90 yards on 12 carries, and he was the backbreaker for Coldwater against Minster here tonight. His running was outstanding. Coldwater's offensive line did a tremendous job up front. We'll highlight those players for you in just a moment. Coldwater in the receiving department, Welch caught 6 for 69. Caleb Schreier, spelled S-C-H-R-O-E-R, pronounced Schreier, had a magnificent touchdown reception on a fade pattern in the corner of the end zone from 19 yards out. That was a standout play. Minster had a number of fine plays in the first half of this game. Minster's defense came out really popping. You could hear the pads when Minster tackled, as Minster was stifling Coldwater early on in this contest, rushing the football for the Minster Wildcats. Schmiesing was stymied, 19 yards, 8 carries. That was a big key. Steffi, 72 yards, 18 carries, and not near his average. Coldwater shut down Minster on the ground, and the Cavaliers played a much better all-around second half than did Minster. 24-21 is our final score. We'll return to close it out in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Here is a quick recap of the scoring tonight. Coldwater wins it by 3. Thrilling game. It was a blockbuster, as advertised. A dynamite contest. Miles Potcutter ran 32 yards with just over 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Cusho's kick was good, and Coldwater led 7-0. Minster got 2 touchdowns in the second quarter. Connor Schmiesing from 16 yards out on a run, then Schmiesing from 2. Beckham Steffi's kicks were good. Minster led 14-7 at the break. In the third quarter, a pot cutter from 24 yards away, he dashed in. Cusho's kick tied it at 14-all with 3:36 to go in the third quarter. And then Caleb Schreier, a couple minutes later, 19-yard pass caught by him in the corner of the end zone. Blockberger dropped it over his shoulder on a dime, and that was a big touchdown strike to lift Coldwater to a 21-14 lead, and it came with 25 seconds to go, right near the end of the third quarter. Cusho's kick put Coldwater up 7. Brogan Steffi on a 3-yard race to the end zone on a fourth down play with 5:03 to go in the game, or I should say with 7:22 to go in the game, tied it at 21. Steffi's kick, Beckham's boot, actually did not the count at 21, setting the stage for the Cusho field goal, 31 yards away, 1:40 to go in the fourth. Cusho's kick for Coldwater wins it by a final tally of 24-21. We'll take a look at our stars of this game in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And Miles Pot Cutter for Coldwater rumbled 15 times for 121 yards. He certainly gets one Clancy's award here tonight for the Cavaliers. How about that offensive line? It was stellar, paving the way for his 90-yard second half. Will Berry and Tyler Jones at the tackles. Max Cook and Trent Ebbing at the guards. Rudy Kramer at center. They are our Clancy stars of this game for Coldwater. For the Minster Wildcats, Brogan Steffi did all he could to pull it out of the fire, give Coldwater's defense kudos at the end, stifling Steffi on 4 straight passes from the 20. You could also give a star of the game to Cusho for Coldwater, kicked the field goal to win it, and then he smacked the ensuing kickoff into the end zone on a fly, and Minster had to start from its own 20-yard line. Clancy's in Sydney on Walpack Avenue sponsors this segment of our broadcast, our stars of this game. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allenval agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face to face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allenval can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allenval Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenvalInsurance.com. That's AllenvalUGH. Let Allenval go to work for you.
So many thanks to our great online listeners here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com and our many sponsors. We will highlight our anchor sponsors upcoming in just a moment. Final score from Fort Loramie tonight, LCC 28, Fort Loramie 21. In the MAC, the winners were Delta St. John's, Versailles, Marion Local was victorious. Coldwater winning here tonight in a missing one other game. Let's see, Anna defeated St. Henry, Marion Local over New Bremen, Versailles a winner, Delta St. John's was triumphant, and Coldwater victorious here at Minster tonight. Our next broadcast next Friday from Fort Loramie, Spencerville takes on the Redskins in an NWC game, a Northwest Conference tilt. Fort Loramie has split its first two inaugural NWC games, winning last week over Convoy Crestview 28-21 and losing tonight to Lima Central Catholic 28-21. Our final score here, Coldwater 24, Minster 21 in a thriller. A Bryce Cushot field goal of 31 yards with a minute 40 to go decided things. So many thanks to our online listeners, our sponsors once again. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Minster here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schniffel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schniffel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.